Five countries have been added to what are termed safe countries under immigration procedures here. They're Egypt, Morocco, India, Brazil and Malawi. Designation as a safe country of origin doesn't mean that a person from there can't apply for international protection here. It places an onus on the applicant to demonstrate why and by way of exception they're in need of protection. And it means that asylum applicants from the countries will be subject to accelerated processing and will have their cases considered and decisions issued within a maximum of 90 days. Nick Henderson is CEO of the Irish Refugee Council and is with us now. Nick Henderson, good afternoon to you. What do you make of the decision? What do you make of the inclusion of these five countries in particular?
Yes, we're very concerned by the designation of these five countries as safe, in particular Morocco, Malawi and Egypt in particular. There is a very, very high standard in the International Protection Act for designating a country as safe. The minister has to be satisfied that there's no persecution, no torture, or inhumane or degrading treatment, or indiscriminate violence in those countries. And the minister also has to be satisfied that laws, regulations, and human rights protections are in place. And when we were told in May that there was going to be additional countries designated as safe, we were given the list of countries and we analysed those countries, applied country of origin evidence and applied it to the test set out in the Act. And we said that they were not safe. And frankly, when you look at some of the human rights information from countries such as Egypt, I'm quite staggered and flabbergasted ultimately how they could be designated as safe.
It doesn't mean, of course, as I said, that people from those countries can't claim asylum here. They just don't have as long to prove their case. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. There's several important impacts on a person's application if they are from a country designated as safe. Firstly, they would be given an interview date on the day that they apply for asylum. Now, that sounds like a good thing, that the process is working quickly. But the problem in our experience is that that hinders the ability of the person to get access to legal advice. A second consequence is that a person, if they're male, may be homeless when they're called for interview. And then a third consequence is that the appeal, if they have to appeal, is on the papers only. It's not an in-person appeal.
The government points out, and this is a statement from government, that they look at the countries that were put on the safe list earlier on this year. This was 10 countries, including Albania, Algeria, Bosnia-Herzegovina, Botswana, Georgia, Kosovo, North Macedonia, Montenegro, Serbia and South Africa, and say that the introduction of accelerated processing for those countries had had a significant impact on the number of applications from those countries, which have dropped by over 50% since those procedures were introduced in November 2022. And with there already being difficulty, as we discussed somewhat earlier on, about providing accommodation and reaching our international obligations, isn't the government obliged in some ways to try and reduce the numbers of people who are coming in for limited resources?
No, we don't believe so. They have an obligation to protect and ensure that there's access to the asylum procedure. The fundamental right to apply for asylum exists. In our view, they're using the safe country mechanism to try and reduce access to the asylum procedure, and they're not applying the correct test. I really, as I said, I'm very surprised by the designation of some countries as safe. Amnesty International described torture and ill treatment of detainees in Egypt as routine. In Brazil, in Malawi, there's frequent examples of abuse of LGBT people. Same-sex relations in Malawi remain a crime. They are not applying, in our view, the test created by the Oireachtas through the International Protection Act. They're not applying the test correctly. They would be better placed, if they are concerned, and I understand that to an extent, about resources and processing to invest properly in the international protection process.
Nick Henderson, CEO of the Irish Refugee Council, thank you very much for speaking with us.